again, dear, a little louder.
Somebody finding difficulty?
Yes.
So faint, you can barely hear it.
I don't know if you can. just... I'm so pleased to be able to come and speak to you.
You're very dear.
Can you hear me?
Yes, dear. Just. Dear, try again.
Years
Is it Elsie Middlemas?
Yes.
Yeah, it is, it says yes. Bless you, darling. How lovely to speak.
Good afternoon. Or is it morning? One can hardly tell.
No, one can't.
Not from this side, exactly. As a matter of fact, when one endeavors to come and speak, it's not only very confusing, but at times a little irritating, to say the least of it.
Yes.
Trying to speak through this mechanism,
yes,
artificially reproducing one's thoughts and in some measure, I presume, one's personality.
But yes,
whether you receive quite what one intends is another matter. As a matter of fact, anything that is artificial, such as this,
yeah,
can never presumably give the correct interpretation of what one is endeavouring to convey.
Yeah.
Words, words, words.
Yes.
They can say a great deal, as I should well know, but oft times they can be misinterpreted. I want to say so much and
yes,
find myself saying so little. This is most irritating, but no doubt if I were to have opportunity to converse with you,
yes,
regularly, I might be able to come through and say something that was intelligent as to do this rather.
Don't worry, it's lovely.
Squadron, who is this?
Who is it?
Yeah, sounds quite a character.
Yes.
Who was that last friend?
Understand you are spiritualists.
Yes, we are.
Well, I must admit that I was on your side. I had no interest in this subject, as you term it, spiritualism.
Yeah.
But now I have no option.
No.
I want to converse with you. I've got to become interested in psychical research.
Yes.
And converse through the agency of some idiot.
What I say?
Can you please tell us who you are?
Can you get your name over?
Then again, it is often the idiotic people that are invariably the most sensible and have no doubt made the greatest contribution to mankind.
Yes. It's all the point of view.
The point of view is usually that which is pleasing to the individual concerned.
Yes, yes. Please.
Point of view.
Please tell us your name.
I'm Oscar Wilde.
You're Oscar Wilde?
Now, I quite agree that you would hardly recognize me speaking in a mechanical device such as this through the agency of someone who obviously has no comprehension of literature.
But how wonderful to talk to you.
Why wonderful? I don't see anything particularly wonderful about it. Talking to me.
Well,
I don't profess to be a saint, thank God.
A notability, shall you say?
Yes. Notability through notoriety.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's been said. Seriously.
Yeah.
Puns and nonsense one side. And must say, I, apart from finding this very confusing,
yeah,
I'm nevertheless very anxious to converse.
Yes.
In the hope that at some future time I might, by experience of communication, provide you with something of interest.
And wonderful.
Which might be of concern to others.
We're always looking for evidence, yes.
Well, well, evidence. I suppose, naturally, one must have evidence.
Yes.
Individual evidence for conviction's sake.
Yes.
But nevertheless, there are many aspects of life here which I think should be revealed,
yes,
which would be of great interest and concern to people on earth, to
yes,
encourage them to try to understand a little more about themselves.
Yes.
and until you understand the reality of your sins, mm-hmm. the fact that you are already spirits, whether you like it or not, while still upon earth, until you realize that you have the possibility of greatness mentally and spiritually to become evolved in your world, so that you are making a preparation while yet in your world for this. In other words, your world is a schoolroom. It's a place in which you should be learning the lessons of life, that you lack good teachers.
Yes.
There are many souls here who would very much like to act in the capacity of teachers. Some, of course, you no doubt know, I believe you have these seances and you have already made contact with certain souls.
Yes.
But then there are others too, indeed there are many, who would love to have the opportunity of conversing with you.
Yes.
I hope that perhaps you could do something about it and encourage others.
Yes, quite.
And interest them.
Yes.
You do a great deal of writing, I believe.
I'm afraid you would call it very, very poor stuff.
Well, I'm afraid I consider most people's writing poor stuff. But I'm a little more, shall I say now, well, more kindly disposed.
Tolerant,
ah, that's the word, tolerant. And yet you know, although tolerance is very necessary for the evolution of man to understand and to create a harmonious condition of life in which to live, one can sometimes perhaps be a little too tolerant.
Yes.
A little intolerance in the right sense is not a bad thing.
One must have
it puts words. People on their mettle and makes them
right.
want to do a little better than they did before.
Yes.
Of course, I suppose, that, again, it depends on the individual and the kind of aspect of mind and as to what your intolerance or tolerance is about.
Yes.
For other people are intolerant for no reason at all. And quite frankly, other people are tolerant when they should be a little more intolerant.
Yes.
This is all a matter of circumstance and condition.
Yes.
But I excuse myself rather through the circumstances of control, as you term it, of communication, of not being able to assert my true personality as yet. But later on, I hope, ladies, that you'll be able to come and speak to you intelligently and to give you something of substance and matter, which will be of interest, I trust, not only to yourselves, but to others.
Thank you for me.
I'm still writing on the side. Many of my plays are performed and new plays that I have written on this side. One day, perhaps, who knows, I may be able to recount many things to you, and who knows, possibly I may be able to transmit to you some of my new works. That would be a great and exciting experience, and it would certainly, I think, make people sit down and try to think a little more seriously about things.
Yes.
But, of course, we are dealing often with people who have no realization of truth. But we can only hope to try to persuade them to see for themselves.
Yes.
You are highly intelligent creatures, inasmuch that you have some knowledge of this subject and endeavour to find more about it.
Yes.
You write, I believe.
Yes, I do. Novels.
What kind of novels?
Yes, very light novels.
Light. What would you call light?
Well, they're not...
No substance, you mean?
They're not exactly literature.
Well, nothing like being honest. But I trust you do well with it.
Do you mean artistically or financially?
I would like to think artistically, but financially in such a world as yours is equally important.
Well, I do the best I can. I'm not a very fine writer, but I'm quite a good craftswoman, and I do it to the best of my ability.
Do you know my plays?
Oh, yes. They're still performed here, you know.
delicate fruit. Touch it. The bloom is gone. Fortunately, in England, at any rate, education produces nothing. If it did, it would be a serious danger to the upper classes, and probably lead to acts of violence in Grosvenor Square. How long ago was it I wrote there? I don't know whether now I've quoted myself properly. Many years ago. Yes, many years. But I've written much better work since. A lot of people, often I think, do not see the often inner meaning behind some of the things that I said. Mm-hmm. It wasn't always quite what it seemed.
Yeah.
Always been in the opinion that a man who desires to be buried to know that we're all very pleased that we've had this opportunity this morning, because you know,
yes,
there's a certain number of souls here that are hoping later on to be able to get through and converse with you. New souls, people that you don't know, apart from others that you do. That gentleman that just spoke now, when on your site, he was quite a famous writer and all that sort of thing, you know. And I think he's taking quite a little interest in you two ladies and your meetings. And I would not be surprised if at some later time, when he gets more used to it, that he'll be able to come through and recite and all that sort of thing, which might be of interest, because I think that if he could get through and give you some of his knowledge and that now, and put it in the kind of way in which probably only he could do, it would be a great interest to many people. Actually, you know, whether you realise it or not, and I'm sure in a way that you do, not apart from your meetings and your circle and all that, but you have been, in a way, chosen by a group of souls on this side for a very special work, which will embrace many people in one way and another. This is only the beginning, and I've no doubt about it that you're going to have some remarkable manifestations if all goes well, and I'm sure it will with your meetings. Anyway, this morning's been a wee bit difficult, but I think you understand enough about the subject for all that. And I do hope that Mr. Wildman, I'm sure he will manifest again, because I think he's got quite a lot to give you, you know that. And I think that because you're interested in music and art and writing and all that sort of thing, you're bound and by naturally, you know, to attract sort of people like that, apart from your own people, you see. Anyway, you know I come to your Friday night meeting.
Yes, you're there.
That's right.
Good.
But carry on the good work, and believe me, we've got great hopes there now. Anyway, don't worry, and know that we're doing our best for you. I must go now. Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye. God bless you. God bless you.
I'm so sorry, my dear. We would have loved to have spoken at length, but there are several souls here. Tremendously anxious to manifest themselves, and once they do, the personality will, I'm sure, will come over, and you'll get some remarkable contact with them, you see. We must be patient, we must work up to these things gradually. My love to both of you. Goodbye, dear.
Who is it? Who is it?
Mother.
I
thought it was Mother.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
Oh, bye-bye, dear.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow is good.